can take a sunrise. Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman. Ooh, the Candyman can.
All right, let's try this again. For nearly a century, Anderson's Candy Shop has been making gourmet chocolates in Richmond, Illinois. And when you think about Christmas or any holiday, candy plays a big role. Leif Anderson and daughter Katie join us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
Good morning.
It's like 1942. You call this one, I'll call this one. Let's get him on this line over here. Sorry about that, guys. Hey,
party line going.
Were you guys decorating trees tonight? What were you doing as a family, or was that last weekend?
We went out to Richardson's Cut Your Own Tree Farm right in Spring Grove, which is up the road from our candy store, and who they happen to be another multi-generation family just like us.
I love that.
Like us.
I love
that. Yeah, and we cut down our Christmas tree and put it up in Dad's house, and had my little baby George out there with us, and
it was
a lot of fun.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Mom. Congratulations, Grandpa. That's got to be pretty exciting for you, Leif, huh?
It's a blast. Yeah, it's really exciting and a lot of fun, especially she's 5 months old now and beginning to really get interactive with her world.
Wow.
And that's a lot of fun.
I would figure, Katie, you're up probably nursing or holding the baby or something anyway, so this time slot's probably perfect for you.
Yeah, I was actually hoping she'd sleep during the show. Otherwise, she'll be on the line also.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I always love sharing this story because it's a great story. Next year, you're going to be celebrating a full century in business, which is absolutely wild and so great to hear for a local Chicago family business. Leif, why don't you tell us a little bit about the history?
Well, my grandfather started it in Chicago on Armitage Avenue, just like you said, almost 100 years ago. In January, we'll turn 100. And moved out to Richmond 7 years after he started because the landlord doubled his rent from $10 to $20 a month.
Wow.
And he wasn't going to stand for that. His wife had a hot tip that they're going to put a highway through that town, and we should be out there.
That's awesome, and there you have it. You know, it's funny. I have clients up in Cary, so I always make a trip back to Barrington. In fact, I just saw Katie a couple weeks ago and got all my goodies for the holidays because it's funny. My wife and I have noticed this over the years when we fill our stockings for our kids. What sits is the non, and I'm not kidding you, the non, I think we've re-put in a Pez Santa, the same ones for like 5 years of their stockings because they don't eat them. But the Andersons, they like grab it and they stick it in their bedroom and that's like their, you know, late night snack or after school snack or whatever because they're so good. And I want people to know, I mean, you guys hand make, first of all, let's talk about the candy bars. You hand make every single candy bar. It's like the Lucy Confectionery Show back in your place.
We really do hand make in small batches everything from start to finish. So if it's a caramel, chocolate covered caramel bar or a buttercream bar that you're eating like candy bar, we take the center, that caramel or that buttercream or that marzipan, and it starts from scratch with raw ingredients in our kitchen. Cane sugar, whole cream, bourbon, Madagascar, vanilla, just these great ingredients get cooked up into the centers of our candy. And then they go into another room where we have really talented people cut them and roll them into the right shapes and sizes. And then everything gets hand dipped in chocolate by another team of talented staff and packaged by hand and shipped all over the country. And it sincerely is a kind of a magical thing to watch things go from start to finish and kind of be born in the building. And obviously we love eating it.
Yeah.
As it happens every step of the way.
Well, and you're cooking these stuff in copper kettles over an antique stove, and a lot of your molds are just as old. And I think that's what makes it so cool is, I mean, it's old school tradition the way you make these things, and your candy counters are so retro from really the beginning of the business. And Leif, you yourself, I mean, the ingredients... Yep. I mean, you're looking all over not only the country, but the world for really the best ingredients, right?
Absolutely, and as always happens, the things before a holiday, probably the stress of production everywhere going up, one of your supply lines or another will get interrupted, and you've got to go, holy cow, where am I going to get this now? And spend 2 days solid looking for one ingredient that is just exactly what you need. And it's part of the hectic race that happens. You walk in the door and everybody's in an upbeat mood. They're all happy. But they're all intent. Everybody that's right. working there is very focused, very intent. You feel like you hit the ground running, and 10, 12, 14, in the case of a couple of nights ago, 16 hours later, I finally got off the computer, dealing with somebody that, you know, that I haven't been able to get a hold of for 2 weeks, and finally go, oh, just slid under the wire on that one. We got
wow.
it. It's going to be here tomorrow, you know.
That's awesome.
I think the main thing about our customers is that they really hold us to the standard that we yeah. work to every day.
Yeah.
If we, you know, and we do, we go to Australia to get our organic crystallized ginger and our glacé apricots, you know, and we use, whenever we can, American providers to get our ingredients. Because if our customer opens that candy bar wrapper and takes a bite and it doesn't taste like what it yep. tasted like for the last 99 years, they will yep. call and let us know.
Yeah.
And we don't deserve their loyalty and their business. People hand down our chocolates as a tradition through more generations than we've been making it. We have fifth and sixth generation customers.
Wow.
And we treasure that. And the customers really help hold us to our high standards, you know, and it's a neat relationship to have.
Well, and the candy tastes so good because not only the tender, loving care that goes in all this, but you use the best ingredients outside of these specialty things, raw cane sugar, grade AA Wisconsin mm-hmm. butter, Madagascar bourbon, vanilla extract, whole cream. I mean, you guys aren't mm-hmm. missing around with any nope. of this stuff. I want to talk a little bit about the holiday stuff and your give back box, but some of the other things besides the candy bars you have, you guys do an amazing job with your toffee. I think that's something. When I bring home a bag of your toffee, my kids get it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and like any good cook, the secret to great toffee is lots of butter.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Right now you can walk in the store, hopefully not right now. the people that were working there today made a dent in it, but when I left the store this morning, there were mountains. Literal 2 foot tall mountains of toffee sprouting out of pans all over the dipping room, waiting to be bagged up. I'm sure that the people that were dipping and nutting the toffee really appreciate having the weekend off.
That's fabulous! Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Talk about a little bit about the truffles.
You bring up a good point, Dave.
Yeah.
That although it's Christmas time and we do make, you know, holiday things, like give back boxes, you mentioned peppermint bark, but really what people want for the holidays in their stocking is their favorites.
Right, that's right.
The line we carry year round, whether that's your, you know, chocolate covered cashew bar or your English toffee or your truffles, which yes. are hugely popular. It's what we make year round. We just are making more of it right now.
Yeah, the maple ones. I think the maple ones is the one that I like. Literally, I feel like I'm doing shots in a bar when I come in there because I'll get my stuff to go, but then I get things that I'm going to pop in my mouth before I even walk out of the place. And the truffles are always mm-hmm. so interesting, and you do them seasonally too. I mean, there's standards, and then you do seasonal ones.
Yes. Right now we're coming up with our creme de menthe is our flavor for December.
Oh, nice.
So it's a really rich dark chocolate ganache with creme de menthe, really bold flavor dipped in our rich dark chocolate. And those are going to be coming out of the dipping room starting Monday, actually, and available for the month of December. We have 9 other flavors. Buttered rum, intense chocolate, a white peach is one of my favorites. And they're just these, like you said, kind of bite-sized.
Yeah, perfect.
Truffle balls dipped in chocolate, and they're just delicious.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And I'm just going to mention the website. It's andersonscandyshop.com. I want to keep mentioning this. If you can't make it to Barrington or Richmond, you can order online at andersonscandyshop.com. Tons of stuff for the holidays, guys. Before we get into corporate gifts and other things, talk about what you got for the holidays.
So for the holidays, we have the hugely popular peppermint bark. I think a very specific triple distilled peppermint oil, which just will knock your socks off. It's very potent and smooth and delicious. And flavor our chocolate with it, spread it out thin, and add a crunched peppermint garnish. And so the peppermint bark is hugely popular. We do carry a line of hot cocos made from a local coffee brewer in Spring Grove, which is a lot of fun.
I didn't know that.
Our neighboring town. And then, of course, we have molded chocolates. We use our antique molds and a few modern plastic molds to make snowmen, gingerbread men, snowflakes, Santa Clauses in different poses, all solid chocolate that are a lot of fun for table favors and stocking stuffers. And we do have some dreidels and other things for our customers who celebrate Hanukkah as well, which starts today, Sunday.
Yeah, so, that's right. That's right. Leaf, what about some of the molds here? Like, what's the oldest mold you're using for the holidays right now?
That's something that's known only to God, because a lot of the molds were secondhand when my grandfather started in 1919.
Wow.
And they've been replated, carefully replated by a North Shore plater. And so some of these molds, we believe, go back to the 1870s, as near as we can tell looking at old antique mold books. And they're in beautiful shape. They still produce wonderful impressions. And every year one of the jobs of the people in the molding room is to pull aside 8 or 10 of them that look like they are, you know, might be time to send them off to the replater and get them back before we need them for the next holiday.
That's fabulous.
But we have dozens and dozens and dozens of different molds.
And there's sugar-free and gluten-free options as well. And, you know, mm-hmm. you have these great gift sets that you can give. So if you're thinking of a corporate gift that you want to give locally, folks, there's some great stuff. But as a small business, Leaf, you've always, and you guys always do this, you always give back to your community. But talk a little bit about, why don't you guys talk about the Give Back Box?
Yeah, I'll let Kate talk about the Give Back Box, and then I'm going to talk about Feed 33, which you might not even be aware of.
Our Give Back Box is a special boxed chocolate assortment, bite-sized pieces. It includes some of our most popular stuff, our turtles, which we call snappers, our dark chocolate salted caramels. And when you buy this box, 25% of the money that you pay at the register goes directly to our local nonprofit health clinic for people who don't have health insurance and live in McHenry County and the area, and provide services for cancer screenings, diabetes, high blood pressure. When our local health department closed this free and reduced dental clinic, this clinic, the Family Health Partnership Clinic, stepped up and took on dental services for the needy in our community as well. So
that's very cool.
So over the last 7 years, we've been able to raise $22,000 for this clinic.
Wow.
Just because of our customers' support. As a small business, the most I could ever donate would be maybe like a $50 gift certificate to a fundraiser.
Great organization, and you're very involved in that. And I was honored to host your big fundraiser this year. It was a lot of fun. A lot of great people behind the scenes too. And then Leaf, you've got something that you wanted to share.
Yes. Yeah, this will be our second year of being involved with Feed 33, which is a local charity that aims to feed 33 needy families with an entire traditional Christmas dinner in the area. And we are one of the drop-off locations last year in its very first year. And Randy Vineyard, who's a Spring Grove resident who I've worked with on lots of charitable things over the past few years, it was his idea last year.
That's neat.
That even though we're a relatively well-off county, a relatively well-off community, even here there are people in great need, and let's recognize that, not turn away from it. So we're one of the drop-off locations, and last year we were able to provide almost 125 turkeys just from our location alone. But we'll be a drop-off location for frozen turkeys, for any boxed or canned or other items that might go into a traditional Thanksgiving meal. People drop off 5-pound, 10-pound bags of potatoes, yams.
I should interrupt you, Dad. Mm-hmm. That would be at a Richmond location.
Yes.
Oh, at Richmond. Okay.
A store in downtown Barrington, but they are not equipped to handle the donations there. So it's just our return.
Thank you, Kate. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You got to go visit Leaf and Katie and the family at the two locations, Richmond, the original shop on Main Street in Richmond, and Main Street, coincidentally, in Barrington as well. But if you can't get there and you've never had them before, you got to try them out and order yourself some stuff. Everything's online very well. You can everything. The descriptions are fabulous. And if you want to really give corporate gifts locally, I mean, you can do so many things nationally, and they give back to their community. I think that's what's so important. And you got to look out and check out the give back box as well. You go to andersonscandyshop.com, and we'll put everything on this blog on our website as well. And say hello to Leaf and Katie while you're there, too. Nicest people you'll ever meet. And again,
yeah.
I'm the guy that's going to tell you right now it's the best chocolate on the planet.
And we always have time to stop and talk to you.
You always do. I know. You guys are great. You guys are great. Thanks. Happy holidays, guys.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Give your family a big hug from us.
All right, we'll do. We'll do. See you guys soon.